Hi, it's Mac, it's McCaughan here in Audioboo. This is one for directed mainly at the Bostock Studio app. Guys, hi guys. Recently I've got back into using the app, which anybody that does use it knows how brilliant it is. In fact, I don't use it to anything near its potential. But I've gotten back into using it for doing quite a few things. And I want to work at it more and get more involved in it, because it is a fantastic studio in your hands, if you like. So I have an iPad Air which I can work from, or I have my iPhone. I tend to do it in the iPad Air, to be honest with you, just because of the bigger real estate. But I have a couple of questions for the guys. I'm sure I posed one of these to them a way back. I know all the guys probably get pestered for improvements or features or, you know, special abilities, and one of them I'm pretty sure I mentioned a long while ago, but I'm going to say it again. How about drag and drop, guys? Would it be possible to get to drag and drop cars? I don't know what's involved in that. I'm not a developer. I have no idea how complicated or simple that might be. But say, for example, you have, as I do, I tend to set things out in sections. So I may have, say, 5 tracks set on the top bar, or say 35 cars, and then I'll leave a space and colour code maybe the next road down a different colour, or if they're not coloured differently, for different stuff. And I actually recently did an audio feature through the month there of July, summer tracks, and I find myself deciding to place certain tracks on certain days, so that right through the month until the very last day, which I had predetermined was going to be played, the very last track I was going to play, the rest were basically spontaneous on the day. But what I found would have been great would have been able to touch and hold on a cart and drag it up to a vacant space and drag another one down or across or something like that. So it may have many more applications than just that, but I've just wondered if there was any thoughts of that feature being added in the near future. I think it would be brilliant to be able to drag and drop carts. The other feature that I thought about while I was doing that one, because I was using 35 carts and I was using up 31 carts within the 35, so basically only 4 spaces. But even at times I had those 4 spaces filled, because I was trying to make my mind up what was going to stay and what was going to go. In fact, I did change as I went through the month. I deleted tracks from carts and loaded in fresh tracks into those carts. So I was kind of moving about all the time. It wasn't static, in other words. So basically what I was trying to say, another feature which might be great would be pages. Even if it was just 2 pages. So say you could have page 1 of, I can't remember what the lower amount of carts is. Is it 15 carts? Or 20, and you can go up to 35. Can't remember. But say you had 1 page of 35 carts. Would it be possible to have another page? Or in other words, you wouldn't need it to be there if you didn't need it. But if you did, you could open a new page, and on that page you could have different work, in other words, in your cars. So you could be working on, say, in my case, I could be working on a music month of tracks using the page of 35 cars. But on another page, at the same time, I'd like to jump between those and work on something entirely different. Now, I know there are people out there who use the Bostock Studio app to great depth, doing wondrous things with them. And that probably helped them even more than it helped me. But it's a feature that came to my head, and so because it came to my head, and actually I could have used it during the month of July, it had been very handy. I think it would be a great feature. But I know, guys, I know that the audio boo... I know that the Bostock Studio guys are very busy and probably get loads of things chucked at them. Come on, you guys, what about this? What about that? What about that? I know. They've produced a fantastic app. One of the best apps ever, I believe. Because even if I'm not using it, I know people are, and I listen to them using it. I've even started using it now to record audio boo DMs or WhatsApp messages. Because if you're, I know that's quite simplified, to be honest with you. If you're using WhatsApp, you have to hold your finger on the mic. Just record it in Boss Jock Studio app. You don't need to, you can open the mic and keep it open, and you can talk for great length without holding your finger on any button. And all you need to do is open it up in the WhatsApp app and send it to the recipient that you choose. It's brilliant. So I have started to use it an awful lot more, and I hope to get more into it. But that was just a couple of features that I wondered if they could be thought upon, planned for, or developed and implemented tomorrow. Yeah, okay. Once again, bye for now.